Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
So this morning, we've been talking about how we're going to get Stu on from The Bachelorette,
yes.
a.k.a. Sophie Monk's new man, and here he is right now. Hello, Stu.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We want to say thank you for making the time for us regional stations like Hit 105.5 because these metro markets have been taking all your time.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. I love Coffs. We used to have the Plantation Hotel, actually. I forgot to tell you that. But I love Coffs, always have.
Well, yeah, because you are a publican. So obviously you know all the pubs and the hot spots around town. Everywhere across
the
Australia.
The Hoey Moey, yes.
Hoey, yes.
We love the Hoey Moey.
Gotta love the Hoey. But we need to get straight into things, Stu. And obviously, I've seen and heard things, and so I know what you're comfortable answering and everything like that.
Yeah,
and there's
sure.
nothing out of disrespect at all. But,
that's
you know,
fine.
We want people, we want you to, because I think, oh, how annoying is it? Everyone looking in and saying so much about your fresh new relationship. So on a scale, what do you reckon is the worst thing that people are saying? That you're not together, that you're not genuine because you're a millionaire, that you did it for the fame, or that you like the attention?
Probably did it for the fame. I need that like a hole in the head. I'm 44 years of age. I'm a publican. I've had a career, basically. But, you know, I love publicans. We love having a laugh. You know, that's just what we do. And so I've had a fair bit of P-I-S-S taken out of me, and that's been hilarious.
Yeah.
People are focused on my vasectomy, obviously.
Yeah, very.
Oh, mate, but it's all been fun and games, but it's all good. But we are very happy, you know. But you've got to put things in perspective. We've been dating for a couple of months, really. In the real world, it's hard to talk about being married and having children and all that. I mean, you don't do that if you've just started dating someone, but I can understand how Australia's sort of interested in it, and I try my best to answer the questions.
Yeah. Well, Stu, that's what I was going to ask. We've got so much going on. Political turmoil. Mm. You can go over to Donald Trump. Do you find it fascinating that... Did you expect there to be this much fascination? Did you know that this was going to happen? Or are you surprised that there is this much fascination on this right now?
It was totally unexpected. I've been very surprised. Sophie did warn me, but... Just the scale of it, I couldn't work it out. You know, even in Sydney, the photographers, they're like, it's like swatting flies, to be honest with you.
Oh, you don't need to tell Joel that.
Oh,
this is 2007,
Joel,
Big
know.
Brother.
Yeah, like, Stu, don't worry, mate.
No, but Stu, do you like it or is it annoying?
It's unnecessary. It gets a little bit annoying, but... you know, the other thing is I'm very, very worried, or respectful is more a better word, about my four daughters.
Can I just say this too, and I said this to Tools off air, I really don't like the fact that people are bringing up your pay and your monetary value because we wouldn't do that to a poor person.
Yeah.
So why are we doing that to a rich person or someone who's supposedly got some monetary value? That's not equality to me.
Yeah, I think...
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I'm...
And I'm not just saying that because you're on the phone. I did say that to Tools
earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, cheers. Now, it's funny. It's a little bit ironic. If you know me, I mean, we're Westie publicans in Sydney. We started in a place called Bass Hill. Like, there's no airs and graces in my family. I mean, my dad's done very well, and we all work for the business, and it's just a job. Like...
Yeah.
We don't ever focus on that side. And, you know, I can understand there's a fascination with people, but you're right, it gets a little annoying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so. I think anyone can have money, no matter who you are. Money doesn't define anyone. It's an interesting perception that people have with that, and it's funny that it can be a positive thing where everyone seems to want money, and then when someone goes for a millionaire, everyone's like, she only did it for the money or whatever, and that's unfair.
Yeah, Sophie's a fiercely independent girl. Like, I was sitting next to her on that project debacle, really, and at one point she said, I've got my own money and I like to think I earn more than him anyway. That were her exact words.
Yes. We did watch it, and that's what I was going to ask next with the project.
Yeah.
How do you feel? So you just called it a debacle. So what are your thoughts? It wasn't good. Your thoughts towards Michelle Laurie, what do you think there?
Look, I've got no hard feelings against that. Essentially, I'm sure they're lovely girls, both Kate and Michelle, and apparently some girl called Emma's had a shot at Sophie.
Rossiana, yeah.
You know, my nature is that I'm behind the bar treating people like everyone's a customer. You know, you've got to be nice. And
yeah.
I've got no drives with these people, but they just, they sort of, for a novice in the field, they were pretty rough, but... You know, I've got thick skin, I can handle it, and I've sort of got to prove them wrong.
Well, they
you know,
do, yeah.
I think, because I was saying that yesterday, I was saying, because obviously Michelle Lurie is copping it hard from that, and so is Kate Lambrook.
We don't want that.
Because people are so invested, and that's what we were saying yesterday. I was like, it's so interested how people are so invested, but even myself, I was like, oh my God, it's so sad, you know, that we're so invested in someone else's relationship. But I could kind of... understand they were saying things that other people were saying, and I suppose they have that platform to genuinely ask, but I do feel like it got very awkward, and there is a certain way that you can ask these questions.
Yeah. Look, I agree totally. Their platform, it's acceptable, but again, I'm just a sort of fan of logic. If you walk down the street and you walk into someone and say, "Hey, mate, are you not divorced? Have you had a vasectomy? Are you rich?"
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's full on.
Anyone, especially, this is live TV.
It's about respect.
Well, because they want to do news differently, right? But you've got to be charismatic with how you deliver it, and it's got to be a right tone. And if they want to do it differently, they can't have awkward moments like they do on the project, which happens a fair bit, and we don't have to promote it, so we can say those things about the show.
Hey, Stu, we got to ask this now. Let's get to star signs. What star sign are you?
I'm Sagittarius. My birthday's in a few weeks. I go
and
on the
Soph
day.
And Soph is a Sag too.
Soph's a Sag. She's in December. I think the 12th.
That's all right. You can find that out later, mate. That's not that important. Come on.
Find it out. I'm on the 23rd November, which is the day, and then Soph's Sag as well. That's correct.
Yeah, right. So both adventurous, both passionate.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, very passionate.
Nice. Yeah, go, Joel.
Well, because, you know, financially I struggle. I need some tips, Stu. Can you give us some tips, mate? I need to be able to get the back balance where it should be right now. Mm. I need to eat properly. Where do we go? Give us some tips.
Well, the hard thing here is Maddie told me you were flying, Joel, so I don't know what to believe.
Well, look, I am flying, but not all in the right direction, mate.
Maddie told me to ask you for a loan.
Yeah, I need a loan off my mate Maddie. That's how this was organised. But yeah, mate, we appreciate it.
But yes, Stu, just really quickly, we will say this. Obviously, it is a lesson when you talk to people and have an actual conversation. That's when you actually feel like you can know someone. Not watching someone on a screen. Not watching people control an interview as well. Talking to you now, obviously, it is different to actually watching what we do get to see on TV. You're a really genuine guy.
Oh, thanks for that. Yeah, I mean, I signed up for the show, but I for those who watched it, I met Sophie 12 months ago, and after trying to meet someone else after a marriage that ended and not having great success, I saw something enough for a bloke like me, an old bloke like me, to actually put myself up on this show. So I've opened myself up for it, and I accept that.
Yeah.
If it gets to the line of unfair, I'm just the type of guy to say, you know what, we better just calm it there if that's okay. But, look, it was all a great experience and I've met a wonderful girl.
You have,
and
mate.
And you are still together. We're not going to see things in 3 months' time.
I've just left the queue to Bondi. I'm going out to have brekkie with my dad, actually.
Oh, bless.
Very good.
We're in Bondi for a week or two, then we're going to the Colby. We've talked about going away. So, in answer to your question, yes. I haven't stuffed it up yet. We are still very much together.
Stu, we'll have to leave you now. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Stu.
And we'll catch you on the boat.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me,
guys.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, hit 105.5.